This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. At least seven people were killed in Iraq Saturday on a second day of protests against Prime Minister Adel Abdel Mahdi's government. As Edward Uranian reports, the deaths follow more than 50 people killed in Iraq on Friday.
Hundreds of protesters continued to show their discontent Saturday in the streets of the Iraqi capital, Baghdad, demanding political reforms and an end to widespread government corruption. Iraqi Prime Minister Adel Abdel Mahdi complained in a televised address, however, about what he called the contradictory demands of protesters. He says that he's startled to see many of those who were opposed to reform because it was allegedly being pushed by outside forces now are calling on the government to step down. Despite attempts to call parliament into session Saturday, no quorum was reached to hold a meeting. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
Spanish police and militant elements of a 1,000-strong crowd of protesters clashed in the streets of Barcelona late Saturday. The protest began around 7:30 local time, and the crowd grew to nearly 10,000, according to police estimates. Demonstrators threw a hail of bottles, balls, and rubber bullets at officers. Police carrying shields and weapons and backed by 20 riot vans charged the demonstrators in an attempt to disperse them. Earlier, hundreds of thousands of Spain's region of Catalan protested against Barcelona's imprisonment of nine separatist leaders for their roles in an illegal 2017 secession bid. Spain's Supreme Court sentenced nine Catalan officials to 9 to 13 years in jail for sedition. For more, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said Saturday his nation's military would clear terrorists from its border in northern Syria if the Kurdish YPG militia does not leave by a deadline agreed upon by Turkey and Russia. The deadline of 15 hours UTC Tuesday was determined in a deal agreed by Erdogan and Russian President Vladimir Putin in the Black Sea resort of Sochi. Russia said that its military police and Syrian border guards would facilitate the removal of the Kurds from within 30 kilometers of the border. Meanwhile, a large column of Syrian army troops deployed south of the town of Ras al Ain near the Turkish-Syrian border Saturday. Ras al Ain itself is under the control of Turkish-backed opposition fighters who took it from the Kurds last week after a protracted battle. A Russian woman convicted of being a Russian agent has returned to Moscow. AP's Ben Thomas has details.
Maria Butina appeared at a Moscow airport carrying a bouquet of flowers and accompanied by her father. She had been a graduate student at American University in Washington and became known as a gun rights activist when she was arrested in July of 2018. Butina pled guilty last December to conspiring to act as an unregistered agent for Russia, admitting she tried to leverage contacts in the National Rifle Association to infiltrate American conservative groups.
She did nothing wrong, absolutely nothing wrong.
Russian Foreign Ministry spokeswoman Maria Zakharova told reporters at the airport Butina only sought to cultivate friendly relations between the U.S. and Russia.
People-to-people contacts. This is actually normal.
For her part, Maria Butina says she has no desire to visit the U.S. again. Ben Thomas, Washington.
British police in Essex say that all of the 39 victims found dead in a truck container in southeastern England have been recovered and are in a mortuary awaiting autopsies. Detective Chief Inspector Martin Passmore says the victims have not been identified and very few documents were found with the bodies. Passmore said he met Saturday with the Vietnamese ambassador amid reports that many of the victims were from Vietnam.
We don't know exactly the nationality of our individuals, but at the moment I'm going to focus and engage as much as I possibly can within the Vietnamese community.
British police have charged a truck driver with 39 counts of manslaughter and conspiracy to traffic people in connection with the deaths. Four other people have also been arrested. And California is bracing for extreme and potentially historic winds as state officials in the wine region ordered the evacuation of at least 50,000 more people as a nearby wildfire continues to burn. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.